Central Coast Tractor Work, with decades of construction and earthwork experience. They are the go-to outfit for all your home, farm, and ranch excavation needs. They do site prep, excavation, grading, trenching, utility work, demolition. They even do brush removal and lots more. They handle it all, and no job is too small. Call them today and get your project moving. And by the way, they work weekends. Central Coast Tractor Work, 805-440-6361.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Shumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes, including 3 Toyota Land Cruisers and $100,000 cash. Drawings January 5th, 12th, 20th, and 26th. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, January 9th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council meets to discuss litigation a second time. Slocog requesting support for half-cent sales tax at Atascadero City Council. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 26 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Continuing from its meeting on Tuesday night, the Paso Robles City Council met during closed session for a special meeting discussing anticipated litigation. The case, as announced by City Council, was a threat by the San Luis Obispo Tribune regarding a request for public records. The city says some of these records requested by the Tribune may be on the personal device of Councilmember Bausch. After about 1 hour in closed session, the City Council authorized City Attorney Elizabeth Hull to make the following statement.
At this time, the city will be withholding certain records related to City Manager Lewis's claim against the city and the related personnel investigation that are attorney-client privileged, attorney work product privileged, or that the city believes are exempt pursuant to the Public Records Act. As to any public records that may be on Councilmember Bausch's personal devices, Councilmember Bausch has agreed to review his personal devices and will commence providing responsive documents to the City Attorney's Office within 2 weeks of today.
The City Council did not discuss the second item on its agenda, an initiation of litigation. The next regular meeting for the Paso Robles City Council is January 15th. Slocog requesting support for its half-percent sales tax at Atascadero City Council meeting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Leaving a legacy requires a well-developed strategy. Without a plan, those that rely on you not only grieve your loss, but they will likely endure untold cost and chaos. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze & Bear Insurance. Protecting what matters is my mission. I guide business owners in the areas of key person business protection, succession and estate planning, utilizing a business valuation service that helps them grow and manage their business. I mentor individuals and families, helping them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of life and disability insurance products. And I work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for extended care needs. Your insurance planning ought to align with your big picture financial goals and objectives. I will work with you and your advisors to make sure your insurance strategy is well balanced and fits into your budget. Call today 805-635-7200 and don't miss my weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters on KPRL, Tuesday starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The Atascadero City Council's first meeting of 2025 is set for January 14th. On this meeting's agenda is the city's 2025 federal and state legislative platforms. These serve as the city's official policy document for taking positions on legislation at the federal and state level. Currently, the agenda says there are no substantive changes to 2025 for the city. One request for a change has been made by SLOCOG. The agenda says while SLOCOG did not pursue its 0.5% sales tax on the 2024 ballot, they are considering it for 2026. However, because state law prevents local sales taxes from exceeding 2%, SLOCOG is asking county agencies to ask for an exemption in San Luis Obispo County. This would allow SLOCOG to pursue its 0.5% sales tax measure without the concern for reaching its 2% cap. SLOCOG is seeking this support from all cities in the county, and the Atascadero City Council will deliberate its support on it. San Luis Obispo police recently received multiple reports of suspects setting off illegal fireworks near Duval Park on Madonna Road. The department increased its enforcement in the area recently in response to these reports. A release by the department says that on Saturday, January 4th, officers saw a group of youth entering the park with a large mortar-type firework. When officers attempted to detain the suspects, the group fled on foot in multiple directions. Two juveniles were caught, ages 16 and 17, and found to be in possession of a mortar-type firework and lighter. They were both booked into the San Luis Obispo County Juvenile Services Center for resisting arrest and possession of fireworks. Local fire agencies in San Luis Obispo County are sending some personnel and engines to Southern California to assist with the ongoing wildfires in the Los Angeles area. These include some engines in the Morro Bay and Santa Margarita area, while still maintaining a strong force here in the county. The fires in Los Angeles area have collectively burned more than 20,000 acres. Residents are encouraged to practice fire safety while some CAL FIRE slow crews are out of the area. But fire officials say that there are few local concerns as of right now. January 9th, 2025 has been declared a National Day of Mourning by President Joseph Biden to honor and remember former President Jimmy Carter. The 39th president passed away on December 29th at the age of 100. United States Postal Service announced that out of respect for the former president and to honor his contributions, they will not be performing any mail deliveries, retail services, and administrative activities on this day. Limited package delivery service will be done today to ensure the organization does not experience any negative impacts to its operations, and Priority Mail Express will still be delivered. Normal schedules resume Friday, January 10th. In sports for the NFL, Wild Card Round starts this Saturday. The Chargers will face the Texans, and the Steelers will go against the Ravens. KPRL will have the Chargers and Texans game at 1 p.m. Then on Sunday the 12th, we'll have the Broncos versus the Bills at 9:30 a.m., the Packers against the Eagles at 1:30 p.m., then finally the Commanders versus the Buccaneers at 5 p.m. In the NBA, the Nuggets defeated the Clippers 126-103. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Pistons, and the Lakers will go against the Hornets. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
Hi, this is Gary Brill, and I've been writing and producing radio ads for Davis Body Shop since the 1980s. However, lately I found that I don't have to write very much because our customers are telling the Davis Body Shop story better than I can. Take, for example, Natalie. She was in an accident and took her car to Davis Body Shop. Natalie, what kind of service did you receive?
Superb service. The process was smoother than I could have expected, and they eliminated any extra stress. They worked seamlessly with my insurance company and appraiser, scheduled a rental, and kept me informed via phone and email. I had a trip planned during the time the accident happened, and they accommodated me in every way. When I received my car, it was detailed inside and out. I am so impressed by the attention to detail and level of service. Thank you, David's Body Shop, for such a wonderful experience.
Thank you, Natalie. See Davis Body Shop for your free, no-obligation estimate. They're on El Camino Real, in Atascadero, and at Paso Chevrolet on Theater Drive.
California Headline News. Officials expressing optimism that windy conditions could calm today and allow for some progress to be made on several Southern California wildfires. Five fires continuing to burn. The Eaton Fire near Pasadena claiming five lives. Pasadena Fire Chief Chad Augustin says could have been a lot worse if not for their first responders.
Pulling people out from burning buildings, getting them out of streets and vehicles where they had no ways to evacuate. Our death count today would be significantly higher without their heroic actions.
The Hollywood Bowl, among the landmarks threatened by the Sunset Fire, now burning in the Hollywood Hills. State Attorney General Rob Bonta warning people to stay vigilant against scams during this time of catastrophe.
Sometimes we see links being sent to cell phones via text where support or services are being offered if they just give their credit card number or their social security number, their, you know, important private information.
In Santa Rosa, four people found dead inside a home in a senior community. Jeff Scott, California News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one? We have the right Duralast battery for you. Only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery? We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Every morning, we rise and shine, make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax the body. Nature Made is made to care for you every day. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. Like most people, you're probably in a state of shock by the price of fuel when you're filling up your car lately. Your first line of defense is to have your vehicle operating optimally. At Lube & Go, our 26-point service will do just that. You might be surprised by how much fuel economy is wasted by improperly inflated tires, dirty engine air filters, or for that matter, oil that is overdue to be changed. At Lube & Go, we want to partner with you to get the most out of your vehicle, as well as maximizing your fuel economy. At Lube & Go, we use only the highest quality filters, fluids, lubricants, and replacement parts. Work is done while you wait, managed by ASE-certified technicians, and almost always for far less than what the dealership or national chain store will charge you. We also do state smog inspections, transmission and coolant exchange, air conditioning recharge, brakes, and brake inspection. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving monthly coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go!
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News, sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. Photographers who submitted their images to the 43rd Annual California Farm Bureau Photo Contest captured inspiring moments last year on California farms, such as the birth of a calf, the beauty of almond bloom, and the dedication of an overnight harvest crew. Rachel Ramey of Kern County took first place for her photo of a newborn calf at Adams Cows Dairy in Latin. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. CHP reports there's a traffic collision with unknown injuries on the US 101 North, just north of the Highway 58 intersection near Santa Margarita. Both vehicles are currently on the right-hand shoulder. This incident occurred at about 7:12 this morning, and no information has been posted by CHP. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows right around 30, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs right around 70, west-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny skies Monday and Tuesday, some clouds on Wednesday, then sunny on Thursday next week. Upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, low 60s on Monday, mid-60s Tuesday, upper 60s Wednesday, 64 a week from today. Currently, it is 26 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:20.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A popular obesity drug can now be covered by Medicare. Eli Lilly's Zepbound getting the green light for coverage for use in sleep apnea, broadening access to the treatment. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services statement comes after Zepbound in December became the first drug approved in the U.S. for sleep apnea. Medicare doesn't cover obesity drugs unless they're approved for secondary use by the Food and Drug Administration. Insurers can still choose not to cover Zepbound, despite the guidance. And the economic toll from the Los Angeles fires, which have reached Hollywood, is estimated at nearly $60 billion. Private forecaster AccuWeather estimating that total damage and economic loss from the windstorm and wildfires is between $52 and $57 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? It seems impossible to find them. Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Renelle Baldwin, CEO and founder of Dignified Hope Care. Our company has been providing exceptional care to seniors across the Central Coast from Paso to Orchid for over 8 years. We are the only caregiving company to have all licensed care staff that are EMTs, CNAs, and medical assistants, along with having a nursing staff that can assist in medication management or nursing shift needs. Our company has expanded care needs to include post-op care for plastic surgery patients, new mother care, and now we have a red light therapy room in our downtown SLO office on Marsh Street. This light therapy has been known to stimulate faster healing after surgery and illnesses. Quality and not quantity is how we ensure our patients are best cared for. Call us at 805-510-1234 or go to dignifiedhopecare.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery, call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day. Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rents, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero, between Curberel and Moore Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They are your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us.
Dream child, she's always on the go, so I'm in love with
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hey, it just seems to me, and I don't have a real solution for it, but the city attorney should not be so integral to this litigation between city manager and board members.
Well, she's an attorney.
But she's involved in this. She's been paid off by the city manager in that head shake of no, we're not going to go after that firm. There's a lot of, and if you ever went to the meetings and watched those two on the right, they're in cahoots, I believe. I mean, I give myself a right to be wrong, but we should need it independent here. I think Chris is smart. He'll probably come out okay, you know, and even if it is a setup, but that. She'll do whatever the city manager tells her. So that's my opinion.
Well, okay. So a client would be smart to take the advice of their attorney, but you're not on that page in this instance.
If there's ever a excuse for recusal, I believe this is it for me. I mean, I've seen school board where they're like, you know, they live by the school that they're putting money into. So I don't know. But this one, no, her and him are in cahoots, I think. I just give myself, I could be wrong. I'm allowing myself to just, I watch them. I watch their body language. Her relationship with him and her relationship with Bausch I know maybe she just has to do what she's told by the board, but still, I would get a new lawyer to handle this.
So the city should contract outside of the one they have a contract with to handle this particular situation. That's what you're saying?
Yes, I think so. I think it's worth the money. But I could be, and I'm just one guy. Just prove me wrong. I love, disagree with me, correct me. No, she's in bed with him, with the city manager.
Okay, so separate from Chris, what about the Tribune issue?
Leftist propaganda. They just can't help themselves. They can't tell the truth if they tried. I don't read it, so I'm ignorant, but I'm guessing that they're just... what do you do when somebody lies to you? You just stop asking questions, right?
Well, or in some cases, as Debbie Peterson talked about yesterday, you don't contribute to them. You don't help
right out.
You don't. Look, this... there are just some things that are going to be happening in the next week or two that are going to bring most, if not all, of this to light.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I can tell you right now. And,
all right.
And let's just say you will not be surprised.
Okay. I beg to be proven wrong, and thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I appreciate the call. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. Kevin and I have an interesting conversation that I had probably a year and a half, 2 years ago now, with the Paso Robles fire chief. And you have a good fire chief in Paso Robles. And it was specifically about hydrants. A big fellow and I, Greg, went in to visit with him one day and talk about a couple of things that both sides wanted to talk about. And one of the things I wanted to mention to him was the hydrants in Paso Robles. And I feel it isn't the current policy in Paso Robles for the fire department to physically check those hydrants. It's up to the water department. I look at that as being overlooked. As Greg reported this morning, firefighters in Los Angeles, both city and county, their individual districts are responsible for those hydrants, both the operation and painting of the hydrants, if they need it. So this whole hydrant circumstance isn't because the fire department didn't prepare the hydrants. It's because you're out of water because you don't have enough to fight a fire of this magnitude. There's no question about that. Or you wouldn't run out.
Why is the water department and not the... why don't they work together on testing the hydrants?
Well, they should. And let me finish my report here. That I noticed that there's a difference in the hydrants around town since our conversation. Let's just put it that way. And citizens should be vitally concerned with the condition of fire hydrants, the operation of same, and all that. Because without water, somebody said it this morning on the radio, right here, without water, you don't have anything if you've got a fire raging. And water could be scarce here and there. But it shouldn't be from a fire hydrant if you can help it for the conventional fire. But these aren't. This isn't convention in L.A. This is. I'll tell you right now what the cause is. Not the ignition, because I don't know that. The wind. When you have winds like this, there's nothing you're going to do. You're not going to stop it. You can try to stop it in front of it, but you're not going to stop it. Like was pointed out. We have a large fire break, and it was almost a standing comment. Well, the fire will stop when you've got Santa Ana winds, offshore winds. You're going to the Pacific Ocean is where it'll end up. That's where it'll stop it, and it has many times in the past. Because I went on the fire department in L.A. County in 1965. So a long time looking at all this stuff, and they don't use hand crews like they used to. They're right about that. I used to run hand crews in and around the Hollywood Bowl. What's burning right now? The Hollywood Bowl is in peril right now, this morning. So it's all a matter of preparation, and the possibility, or even the probability, is here. Look at the fires. These are whole buildings. We just lost a big building out here in the canyon last week, or 2 weeks ago. A big shop building and a collection of cars.
What was the cause?
They don't know yet. Not sure. But I got out of bed, looked out my window, and picked up the phone. It was already an inferno at 5 o'clock in the morning. So that happens. There's a hydrant on scene on most of these places. The county requires it. I have one for my water tank. So I've got 3,500 gallons of water with gravity feed with a hydrant on it, and you can drive around in a circle, so you can hook up to it. It's not a problem. The bottom line is that people should start thinking about this, and this is a tragic circumstance, but it's a good reminder that sometimes you're sitting there and you think you're ready, and you're not. So clearance is the optimal circumstance. That's what you want to have, is clearance. Because if you've got the triangle of fire, you're going to have a fire. And if the wind's blowing, that's how fast it's going to move. You can't outrun one.
No. Well, you know, Cody, if you were listening, and I'm guessing you were listening last hour, particularly on property of any acreage, 100 feet is...
not enough.
It's not. I don't know why they don't raise that standard, and I don't know why anybody on their own wouldn't be able to see, you know, your back porch, so you clear it 100 feet. It's still pretty darn close. It's still pretty darn close, and just to be safe, do the whole damn thing if you can. I mean, there's going to be some areas topography-wise that you probably can't get, but do all of it.
Well, they used to clean around individual power poles too, all the way across sections of property that didn't even have any kind of human exposure. But they cleaned around those fire poles. They don't do that anymore. It's not environmentally sound. They used to put simazine down there. Well, simazine doesn't let anything grow. Nothing. And it's pre-emergent. So you put it down, it rains, nothing ever grows around that pole. And they were cleared at 20-foot clearance, or as tall as the pole, whichever came first. And they don't do that now. They stopped all that. There's a lot of hand crew work, even by the fire department itself, that doesn't get done anymore. And now you're using paid crews instead of inmates. I did crews for a couple of years.
So we're paying others than the fire to do that now.
That's correct.
Okay. And I notice around town, particularly obviously this end of town, there's a lot of trees, many of them city trees, and I don't know if this is a fire risk, but they're growing up right through the lines.
Yeah, well, that won't work. If it's growing right up to the line, then they don't have clearance.
All right, so I called a couple of years ago because there's one right out in front here, and I got the back and forth. PG&E said, well, it's not our responsibility, and the city told me it's not their responsibility. And I'm going, like, what the double hockey sticks is this?
Well, that's the point. You know, trying to get somebody to take responsibility. They don't mind asking us for a half a cent sales tax, but when it comes to doing the job, then you meet with resistance. I will tell you that from my perspective, you have a pretty good fire department in Paso Robles, and you definitely have a good fire chief, a good director for the activities. But a lot of it all matters. Everything matters, and this, what you're watching on television and reading in print about the fires in Southern California, this is an absolute travesty. You're looking at billions of dollars. Somebody already estimated $50 billion damage has been done, and I know right where those corridors are, and that corridor hasn't burned for a long time.
Well, I ask Greg this. Do you think it's government failure in some part?
Yes. Of course it is. It has to be because somebody on that has the jurisdiction over somebody else decided it was going to be this way. It's like going up on the Klamath River and blowing up 4 hydroelectric dams so that the salmon could go farther than they've ever gone in history. That's a fact. There's a lava wall between, I think, the second and third dam. Salmon can't go any farther. But we're blowing up the dams. Now, does that make any sense? And what do we need? We need water and electricity for 32 to 34 million people. That's what we have here. So, yes, it's government failure. There's no doubt about it. There's no question, but what more preparation could have and should have been done.
Well,
but it wasn't.
Right, because money has been diverted to other areas.
And that's correct.
Matter of fact, I think
the Blue Tent campground in the middle of downtown Los Angeles.
If I'm not mistaken, L.A. City, that the mayor diverted over $17 million from the fire department.
That's correct. And didn't want to answer that question when they caught her at the airport or something. It's amazing how convenient it is to make no comment when you're the one that they're after because you screwed up. And believe me, Los Angeles is not in good shape right now at all. I mean, you're talking about shutting down football games and everything else because of the confusion that they're undergoing out on the streets in L.A. because of these fires. And please, don't ever try to outrun one. You can't. Yep. So, assess your situation and make a choice, but remember, it's a lot more dangerous than you think it is.
Well, another thing that I mentioned that I'm tying in here locally is that we should be aware of is the ability to evacuate. Now, I've read some things that some people, things get a little hectic. I think most of us would understand that, and there's going to be some confusion. But I'll bring it up here is that there was concerns over at the Olson Ranch with this, all the development out there, that people a couple of years ago, they went to a meeting, and I don't remember how it turned out. There were concerns about if a disaster or, emergency happens, how are the people going to get out? And again, I cite the example of the disaster in Paradise.
Yes, that was a perfect example of what could happen. I have a oak woodland below my house here, and there's a little tract of homes that are called Elmira Park here. I can see it from here. And that, if the winds are reversed, the only thing that's keeping that from being a big hazard, because it's virgin, it's never burned that I know of. And we've been sitting on this property for 76 or 7 years now. And the bottom line is, if it ever goes, it's going to be one of those situations like they've got. The only thing that saves us is the fact the wind doesn't blow the wrong direction here. Never. It hasn't ever done it that I'm aware of. But if it does, which is what's happening in L.A. right now, offshore winds, you usually have onshore winds. We have onshore winds right here all along the coast. And when we get big waves, we get even bigger waves than Southern California. So, we're we have a lot of risk here, and people can pay, if they pay attention to it, it won't be their own personal risk. You know, when you have your roof replaced, don't put shakes on it. That's it's all that kind of stuff that makes a difference.
Right.
And it truly does make a difference. We'll talk soon.
All right, thank you. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Continuing from its meeting on Tuesday night, the Paso Robles City Council met during closed session discussing anticipated litigation from the San Luis Obispo Tribune. City Attorney Elizabeth Hall was authorized to release a statement from council saying they will continue to comply with the Public Records Act while still withholding some records regarding City Manager Ty Lewis's case. Local fire agencies in San Luis Obispo County are sending some personnel and engines to Southern California to assist with the ongoing wildfires in the Los Angeles area. These include some engines in Morro Bay and Santa Margarita, while still maintaining a strong force in the county. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 26 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. The four living presidents, current and former, gather at Washington National Cathedral for the state funeral of the 39th President, Jimmy Carter, whose term beset by inflation and the Iran hostage crisis was eclipsed by a long post-presidency of service and building 4,000 homes with Habitat for Humanity. Thousands of homes destroyed in the Los Angeles firestorm, now five active wildfires, the latest in the Hollywood Hills, consuming 27,000 acres as this LA resident watches.
Saw a lot of friends' homes go down. Luckily, my place saved.
Fox's William Lajeunesse.
It is all destroyed. The fire gutted the city. 1,000 businesses and homes destroyed. Big issue here, water, or lack of it, because firefighters ran out of water after DWP's 3 1 million gallon.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue. Pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here in Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit ChefGregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the Pruge. Well, lots of sunshine today. Upper 60s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low 30s. And then for you Friday, we'll have lots of sunshine. High of 70. Upper 60s sunny on Saturday. Mid-60s on Sunday. Low to mid-60s Monday and Tuesday, upper 60s Wednesday, and mid-60s sunny a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:13 a.m., 5:08 p.m., and we're still sitting at 26 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank on the corner of 16th and Spring. Good, sturdy handshake. Look you straight in the eye, and they do go the extra mile. Family Praise and Worship presents free clothing giveaway Saturday, January 25th, and that will take place 601 South Main Street in Templeton from 10 until 2. Free clothing for all to enjoy. Come find blessings in your size. And if you would like to donate or volunteer to help at this event, please call the Pastor Haynes directly. It's 805-975-8594. Again, that's coming up on the 25th of January. And also, this is timely and important. San Luis Obispo County to allow backyard burning. Now, this is for the 25 burn season. And they've streamlined the permitting process. Backyard burners using the website of slowcleanair.org to obtain a permit. So you need to do that and get an online permit access. Agricultural burning as well. Meet the CAL FIRE criteria for that. And please always make sure that you understand the terms and know what you are doing. This should be extremely obvious, okay? Precaution. All right, Community Calendar brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. It's 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock at the Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. One block north of the park in beautiful downtown Paso Robles. All right, let's see here. Who do we have on the... Greg Welts having a birthday. Randy Cohn. Hey, Randy. Julia Williams. Lainey Callahan. Tim Batram. We also have Joe Thomas. Cheryl Esser. And Ralph and Pat Cox. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to each and every one of... On my right-hand side, let's see here. Say goodnight, Gracie. Gracie Fields. What am I thinking of? Can I, Grace? I'm thinking of Gracie Allen. So I don't know what the heck I'm thinking of. 1898, 1979. Chick Young, he is the cartoonist from Blondie. 1901, 1973. Feel like a Dagwood sandwich today. I Am Not a Crook, Richard Milhouse Nixon. 1913, 1994. Fernando Lamas. Remember him from, well, he's an actor from a lot of things. 1915, 1982. I thought this guy was cool. Liked him. Lee Van Cleef, 1925, 1989. Also on the list, we have Pro Football Hall of Famer, wore number 15 for the Green Bay Packers. Bart Starr, 1934, 2019. Gilligan's Islands and the Many Loves of Dobie Gillis. Bob Denver. 1935, 2005. This guy was an outstanding sports caster. Back in the day. And I remember he used to also had a program. It was called Sports Challenge. His name, a gentleman, Dick Enberg. 1935, 2017. Also, we have pitcher for the New York Yankees and a couple of other teams, Ralph Terry. 1936, 2022. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, a singer and actor, Jimmy Bond, 1939, 2009. The actress, Susanna York, 1939, 2011. The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, and a political activist, Joan Baez, 1941. Golf champ, Rod Curl, 1943. From the Walker Brothers, remember the song, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore? Well, Scott was born in 1944. He passed away in 2019. Oh, yeah. This guy could play a little bit of guitar. Jimmy Page, Led Zeppelin, and others, 1944. Doug Vollmer, hockey, Michigan State, and played with the Red Wings and the LA Kings. He was born in 45. Pretty good safety with the Browns, with the Minnesota Vikings. Terry Brown, 1947. You remember the Cowsills? Bill Cowsill. Cowsill, 1948, died in 2006. Also on the list, oh, man. This guy was, he was out of University of Houston and just a really good running back. Really good running back. Played for the Dallas Cowboys. Robert Newhouse, 1950, died a few years ago. And I came across Robert Newhouse down in Thousand Oaks. That's where the Cowboys used to train. And the first radio station I worked for, we went out there, got to meet Tom Landry, and they let us off the, on the practice field. And after practice, they were in shorts and helmets. Robert Newsom came over to where we all were. There was a bunch of us from the media to interview him. Access was fairly easy back then. This guy had the biggest thighs you ever saw on a person. His wife used to custom make his pants because his waist was like 32, and his thighs were bigger than Earl Campbell's. Amazing. All right, the lady, Crystal Gayle, country singer, 1951. Also on the list, we have NASCAR guy, Mark Martin, 1958. Continuing on, who else do we have on our list today? Of Muggsy Bogus, that little guy played professional basketball. Not a bad hoopster either, 1965. Jolie Richardson, the actress from The Patriot, 1965. Dave Matthews, the Dave Matthews Band, 1967. Got a lot on the list here. Also, who else is on this list? That's what I'm looking for here. Well, it's not going some people that I never heard of, and possibly you either. And I think that is it. Karis Dorsey, the actress from Brothers and Sisters, she was born in 1998. All right, passing away on this day, the creator of Raggedy Ann, Johnny Gurel, he passed away in 1938. Bob Saget from Full House and others died in 2022. The lonely Maytag repairman, Jesse White, he passed away in 1997. Peter Cook, he's often credited with the founding of contemporary British satire. He passed away in 1995. If you ever seen the movie Bedazzled, he's in that, and Dudley Moore. It's a pretty funny movie. Speaking of, I mentioned Blondie and Dagwood. Arthur Lake passed away on this day in 1987. He played Dagwood on radio, TV, and in the movies. My goodness, that's a coincidence. Aaron Lufkin Denison, the father of American watchmaking. All right, he passed away in 1895. All right, going to the top of the list today. This gentleman was named the most valuable player of the first two Super Bowls during his career, four-time a Pro Bowl. He won the league MVP in 1966. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Packers Hall of Fame in 77. He has the record of highest postseason passing rating of 104 after Patrick Mahomes' 106 of any quarterback in NFL history and a postseason record of 9-1. His career completion percentage of 57.4 was the NFL best when he retired in 1972. Just think about that, 57% way back when. That is not too shabby. He also was thinking about quitting football, but his dad said, I think he was a junior in high school, he was going to quit, and his dad said, fine, and you're going to come work out here and do what this, and he returned. And as they say, the rest is history. Five-time NFL champion Bart Starr goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Atascadero City Council's first meeting for 2025 is set for Tuesday, January 14th. SLOCOG is requesting support from the city and other cities in the county into pursuing an exemption for the state's 2% sales tax limit. This is to pursue the 0.5% sales tax on the 2026 ballot. January 9th, 2025 has been declared a National Day of Mourning by President Joseph Biden to honor former President Jimmy Carter. The Postal Service announced that they will not be performing any mail deliveries, retail service, and administrative activities on this day. Normal schedules will resume Friday, January 10th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 27 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage. MarsMegastorage.com.
Bart Starr was going to go to the University of Kentucky under head coach then Bear Bryant, but his girlfriend, who ended up being his wife for 60 years, was going to go to college and stay home in the state of Alabama, so that's what Bart wanted to do. One of the best ever, Bart Starr passed away at the age of 85. back in 2019. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.